shop for all things sleep apnea. This month, purchase the ResMed latest AirSense 11 auto set and mask package for $1,950 and get a second mask for only $20. That's a mask saving of over 85%. That's not all. Take an extra $100 off the entire package with a promo code SOVE100. Stop snoring now with Sove. Sove CPAP Clinic. Do it today at sove.com.au. That's S-O-V-E, or call 1-300-76-2939.
End September 30. T's and C's apply. CPAP equipment is used for obstructive sleep apnea treatment. Always follow the directions for use when considering whether CPAP is right for you. Speak to your doctor.
When the weather gets hot, chill out with an iced coffee from 7-Eleven. Freshly ground coffee over ice and topped with milk, including oat and soy at selected stores. Just $3. 7-Eleven. Wonderfully easier.
Spotlight's VIP Day VIP save 30% off full-priced items store-wide. Yes, that's 30% off. Hurry, today only. Plus, rush in for our home living sale catalogue full of unbeatable deals store-wide. Don't miss out. Sale on now. Exclusions apply. At Spotlight, it's what you make it.
Sign up to Caltex Rewards and spend $25 on fuel to earn 500 points. Use your points to get $10 off your next fill. Download Caltex Go today. Limited time only. Terms and conditions apply. Visit caltex.com/au for details.
Jax, is there anything better than sausages sizzling away in the car park of your local hardware store?
How about 15% off on your car insurance premium, Sarge?
Aye, that is delicious.
Save 15% on your first year's premium when you purchase a new car insurance policy online from Budget Direct.
Insurance sold with Budget Direct.
Discount applies to your first year's premium for a new policy purchased online. Issuer Auto and General Insurance Company Limited. Read PDS and TMD at budgetdirect.com.au to see if product suits.
Now you can reserve an Uber ride in advance, which may work out perfectly if you need to leave fast later on. Reserve now, ride later with Uber.
AO25, the hottest ticket in town. Get access to the first ever public pre-sale. Join AO Extras today. The Australian Open hits different.
Melbourne traffic. G'day there, got a crash in from Micklem being tidied. Micklem Road at Craigieburn Road and Emergency Power Works in for Deepdene. Beck Road closed between Whitehorse Road and Stoke Avenue. Give it a miss. Take Baldwin Road instead. Some power lines have come down in Springvale and Heatherton Road just near Springvale Road. The call to stay is slow inbound approaching Greengully Road as is the Princess Freeway from Point Cook Bend onto the West Gate. The West Gate itself seeing brake lights towards Millers Road and the Monash also under the pump inbound from East Link to Warrigal Road. Shop at IGA today to buy one, get one free. Purchase a participating product and in partnership with Greening Australia, they'll plant a tree. See in store for details, T's and C's apply. The Kiss Cast, cloudy. At top of 14, right now it's 10 degrees. It's Andy, Kiss, traffic and weather together. First with Kyle and Jackie on the morning on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Power through mess with Morning Fresh, Australia's number one dishwashing liquid brand. With superior grease cutting power, Morning Fresh is the only one to trust.
Kiss 101.1.
Qantas engineers go on strike. Morning, I'm Brooklyn Ross.
Your news now.
Our flights to and from Melbourne could be impacted today. Qantas union workers are walking off the job, pushing for better pay. Aircraft maintenance teams are on an expired enterprise agreement. The union warning there'll be strikes at other major airports over the next few weeks. The accused Easy Street double murderer has told a court in Rome he won't fight being extradited to Victoria. Harry Karumbla says he's innocent of the notorious 1977 crime and intends to fight to clear his name in Australia. The head of the Israeli army says he's preparing for a possible ground incursion into Lebanon. He says Israel's forces on the ground would be much stronger and more experienced than Hezbollah. And Aldi is still officially Australia's cheapest supermarket. Another government-sponsored report into grocery prices has found a basket of 14 essentials is $50 at Aldi, $66 at Coles, and $69 at Woolies. Your sport check in a sec.
The Pool Room celebrates the sporting winners, losers, and all the really weird stuff in between. Search for The Pool Room with Tony Armstrong on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The boss of the AFL says this year's grand final with no Victorian teams could be the most watched granny of all time. The Sydney Swans take on the Brisbane Lions on Saturday with Katy Perry to perform as well. Andrew Dillon says crowds in both states have been up 10% this year. backing claims footy will eventually overtake rugby league in the northern states. The Kiss cast is next.
Luke Combs is coming back to Melbourne, playing Marvel Stadium February 7 and 8. Bootleggers and Frontier members, get your tickets early. All tickets are on sale now. See frontiertouring.com.
Cloudy and 14 degrees today. Tomorrow, sunny and 17. Then sunny and 23 for grand final day on Saturday. Right now in Werribee, it's 11. In Narrewarren, it's 10. And thanks to Chemist Warehouse, this is the Carl and Jackie O Show on Melbourne's KISS 101.1.
It's your birthday. We gonna party like it's your birthday.
Our birthday is for today, Thursday, 26th of September. You share it if you're celebrating with Serena Williams.
Yep.
Is that the tennis Sheila?
Yeah.
43.
Mm-hmm.
Well, retired, like she's hardly at the top of the ladder.
Oh, only just.
Is Serena Williams a tennis player?
What else
Carl,
would she be?
On.
Look, I know she is. I just like clarification.
Yep.
Olivia Newton-John would have been 74.
So sad. I love Olivia.
I know.
Oh, God. Don't. It's making me sad.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm rolling it out.
Mm.
Brooklyn, leave it with Jackie.
She was my idol.
We know you. All your mannerisms and everything are from the movie Grease.
They are, yeah.
You know, obsessed. The shy, the chin down, the eyes up, the batty eyes.
Okay, so she would have been...
She dead, yeah. 74. And this other person, Nev Schulman.
Yeah, who's that again? I know that name.
I don't know, but I've made it quite clear. Celebrity birthdays, I've got to be actual celebrities.
Peter, who's Nev Schulman or Pedro? Who
from Catfish, guys.
Neve? No, yeah. He's not up there. He's not big enough.
What, is he the host of it?
The guy from MTV's Catfish, Neve.
That's the one. C-A-T-F-I.
Yes, I understand the Catfish, but if you've got to write from Catfish beside him, he's not a celebrity. You know what I mean?
I'll have a chat to Pedro now. Thank you.
All right, let's do Lauren, who's celebrating
You're not
her
in
birthday.
Hi, hi, Lauren. Good morning.
Good. Hey, there. Guys. Hey, I'll give you a celebrity having a birthday. Garth Porter from Sherbet. It's his birthday.
Oh, yeah. How old are you, Lauren?
Sherbet.
I'm going to let you know it's 61, but hey, I've got enough energy for a 16-year-old.
Lauren, I love that. You are on fire at 61.
Hey.
Yeah, and there is this... I've never even... Who's that bloke from Sherbet? Who else was in that band?
Wade, all of those guys.
Was the guy from the Skyhooks in that as well?
Yeah,
like
that's what
no,
I...
No. It was Darryl Braithwaite. I only remember Garth Porter because he was the same birthday as me. And Olivia, you know, of course, I've just always loved it. She's always been... On my birthday, but haven't met her. I think you guys might have, but I haven't.
Oh, yeah, we've met her many, many times.
We're lucky to meet her, yeah.
I actually jumped in the cab queue in front of her once at Melbourne. You know, every man for themselves back in the mid-90s. You elbow your way to the cab, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and did she say anything?
No. She knew.
She knew what?
She knew that she'd missed out.
Oh, God, you big bully. Jumping. How dare you cut Olivia Newton-John off? What kind of asshole does that?
Don't get branding me with your label bullshit decades after the fact.
That's so low.
Anyway, I'm still here. Lauren, look, we're going to spin the wheel, going to give you a little gift.
Yep.
Then you'll choose the power pick. Peter, who told you to spin?
Sorry.
Oh, that's Croat out there back in the studio, is it? All right, what are we landing on here? It's number 12, which means you've got tickets for you and three friends to see Kylie Minogue bringing her tension tour to Australia.
Wow.
You'll
fantastic.
Love that.
Kylie's great.
Brilliant.
The tickets are on sale now. For details, head to frontiertouring.com, but yours are free, my love.
Okay, well done. And that's nice. You're welcome. Now, before you go and celebrate your birthday, you've got to choose one of the following songs. Jackie and I have got Closer, Chainsmokers. That's our offering. This is about hooking up in the backseat of cars, or in your case, in the back of a horse and cart back in the day.
Oh, Shut up, Kyle.
What have you got, Brooklyn?
I wish I had Kylie, but I don't.
What have you got?
Bieber, Rexha, I'm good.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, they're both good.
Yeah. Yeah. They're both great. Which do you like, okay, Lauren?
Well, of course, I'm good. That's definitely
Yeah. Alrighty, BB Rexha it is, Brooklyn's power pick.
So you're allowed to have crack once you hit 60, is that what the deal is? Roll it. Don't know what you're waiting for. It's a clear guide. Happy birthday, Lauren. Enjoy, babe.
Thank you.
Jackie caught up with Katy Perry. We'll play that. You can still win tickets to see Katy when you hear Lifetimes play in 20. Yeah, that's the power pick here at Kiss FM. You're on the air, Kyle, Jackie. We are in Hollywood this week. Jackie's got some O news now. Thanks to dailymail.com.au. Everything you need to know right there for you to read now. Jack's O news.
Diddy's lawyer has spoken to TMZ in a little interview.
Yeah.
He offered up an explanation for the baby oil because one of the things that was discovered in the raid was 1,000 bottles of baby oil.
And in all honesty, it sounds creepy. But who cares if the bastard's got 1,000 bottles of baby oil?
It is odd, 1,000. But anyway, he also talked about, you know, a few other things. Let's have a listen to his take on it.
They called them freak-offs. But, you know, back when I was a kid in the late 70s, they were called threesomes.
If these are genuinely threesomes, how do you explain 1,000 bottles of baby oil?
I don't know where the number 1,000 came.
The U.S. attorney said it.
I can't imagine it's thousands. I mean, you know, and I'm not really sure what the baby oil has to do with anything.
They're essentially saying it's a lubricant for an orgy.
I guess. I don't know what you need 1,000. One bottle of baby oil goes a long way. I don't know what you need 1,000 for. I mean, he has a big house. He buys in bulk. You know, I think they have Costcos and every place where he has a home. I mean, have you sat in a parking lot of a Costco and see what people walk out of there with?
Not 1,000 bottles of baby oil.
I don't think it was 1,000. I think it was. Let's just say it's a lot, okay?
I was right. I said he got a Costco deal. I've seen you walk out of Costco with 1,000 toilet rolls.
Yes, because
now what if everyone said, "Oh, Jackie's holding these weird balcony boy parties where everyone's just going through mountains of toilet paper"? We know what. It's the spitting and the wiping.
It's toilet paper is something that you need, and you will always go through toilet paper.
Yeah, but you not a thousand need, of.
Because you're using toilet paper many times a day. Why are you using baby oil?
I'm using it once.
And by the way, a bottle of baby oil lasts a hell of a lot longer than a roll of toilet paper. So
have you even used baby oil for that, Kyle?
For what, sex?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I've used it. Johnson & Johnson's is my preferred sex oil.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, look, these free coughs are not just threesomes that are happening either.
Free coughs are full orgies.
Yeah.
And this is what I don't like about the whole thing. If he wants to jerk off watching his mates bang his missus, that's no one's business. If she doesn't want to do it or is being forced to do it.
Yeah, or drugged.
Or drugged to do it. Or, like, why would anyone, like, if you like freaky shit, that's fine by me. But there are a lot of people who want to do it. Forcing people to do it that don't want to do it, that's the evilness.
Of course.
That's the bit that needs to be squashed.
Well, 50 Cent has almost finished his Diddy documentary that's coming out on Netflix called Diddy Do It. And
just the best.
So good.
He's such a lyrical genius.
So good. Anyway, so that's almost ready to be released, which is great timing. Oh. And honestly, I think he was doing this documentary before all this happened.
Yeah, this is the perfect ending.
Yeah, because 50 Cent's always had a huge feud with Diddy. He even reckons that Diddy was involved in Biggie's murder. So
I think a lot of us think that.
So I think that, like, for 50 Cent, this must be such justice to see what's happening right now and how this is playing out. He must have just been thinking, oh, thank God, finally, this guy is being brought down.
Yeah.
Yeah. And speaking of that.
You've got to be careful with some of these people because I don't believe every party that's ever happened has got all this sex stuff going on. You know how they were in the paper yesterday, there was this story, all these photos of all these different celebrities over the years, like, it's shameful. And they just did a white. I've been to those parties.
I feel like anyone who went to a white party doesn't necessarily mean that they were complicit in things.
You're not coming around to the gangbang party.
Yeah, and you're right. People are desperate to disassociate themselves of anything when it comes to those white parties, which I don't look at those celebrities and think, oh, you must have known.
No, because those things weren't going on at those parties. They're different type of parties.
Now, one of the interviews that's resurfaced is a 2020 interview that Justin Bieber did with Zane Lowe on Apple Music's podcast, and he got teary about wanting to protect Billie Eilish from the things that he went through. Yeah. And a lot of people believe that it was the stuff he went through did involve Diddy, because Diddy was Justin's mentor early in his career, and some things happened to Justin that weren't okay, and we don't really know what, but they did affect him.
Do we know things happened?
Yeah, he went through stuff that, you know, he's quite, like, traumatized by is the word I might use. I don't know. But when you hear him talk about it...
Are you just guessing this from looking at his Instagram?
No.
Or these things?
I listened to this interview and I do think, obviously, he's had things happen.
Right.
That aren't okay.
Yep.
And that's why he got a bit emotional when talking about Billie and wanting to protect her from the things he went through. Have a listen.
It was hard for me being that young and being in the industry and not knowing where to turn and everyone, you know, telling me they love me and, you know, just turn their back on you in a second. So if she ever needs me, I'm going to be here for her. But just protecting those moments because people take for granted encounters and I just want to protect her, you know. I don't want her to go through anything I went through. I don't wish that upon anybody. Yeah, if she ever needs me, I'm just a call away.
Sounds real different now, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And then Fat Man Scoop's cause of death has been revealed. So if you did miss that.
That's right.
Last month during a show in Connecticut, he died on stage. It was pretty intense. The audio captured it. Have a listen.
You better give it up for Fat Man Scoop right now.
Then he died.
It's shocking. It's just so, like, shocking, yeah. But also, what are the chances of that's the way you die, you know? Like, your as you're saying,
Well, did he ever say anything else? Noise.
Well, that's, well, I don't know. But anyway, the medical examiner said that his cause of death was cardiovascular disease and that it was natural, no foul play.
Oh, so right. Natural okay, cause of so death. It was just an unhealthy heart.
Yeah, yeah.
And he never got it checked, never checked nothing.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you that if he did or not. And intern Pete, I've got some bad news
Hello?
For you. Yeah.
Oh, bad news.
You know how
not
you know,
more bad news. It's such a bad year for Peter.
Oh, it's been the worst.
It's been
for
the
Peter.
Worst year of my life. Absolutely. What's
the, so far, for those that have just joined us, recapped all the horrible things that have happened so far, and then Jackie will tell you the newest
well,
the
this,
newest bad news.
When yeah, I say it out loud, so since mum's
You say it, Peter.
You say it, Peter. Yep.
Since yep. mum's death, then my grandmother, mum's mum, died. Then our beautiful yep. colleague here at work died downstairs, Maddie, as well. Yep. And then my yep. best friend died away. And then my boyfriend broke up with me. And now I yep. am...
And you lost... You also had
Your
nowhere to live.
Car and house.
Yeah, you know, nowhere to live, no car, all yeah, that
And no
stuff,
car, because so. He took the... Because that was his car, really.
I don't want to compare myself to you in the homeless world for a little moment there, but that did happen, and...
No, you weren't homeless. You're living with some Taiwanese guys in a home share,
it's
I was
more
told.
Of a... Yeah, there's a lot of people there that I don't know, but that's okay. So we're just going to get
but
through this year.
But before that, life was good. You
life
know,
was
you were
good,
in
yes.
love.
Yeah.
You had a beautiful
he was fit.
House.
Remember how fit he was?
You were fit.
He actually looked and, nearly good-looking.
And Kyle pulled some strings for your 10th anniversary of working here, and he said that you will have a scene in Last King of the Cross,
oh,
a John
yes.
Green story.
Oh,
that's right, yes, yeah. yes.
And
yes.
then you went and filmed it. Yeah. And when we had John on recently, he did tell us that you cocked the whole thing. He was trying to get you included, and he kept saying to you, just be normal, like act natural. But apparently you kept putting on an accent. You weren't hitting your spot.
An accent.
Yeah. Don't tell me they've cut it.
The whole thing has been cut, Peter. It is unusable, they said. We just got word from them. They couldn't use
oh, no.
it. And we even asked if
oh,
we could
no.
just at least get the footage so Pete could put it up on his socials. And they said, no, we don't ever want that seeing the light of day.
Paramount was so offended yeah. by the terrible
yeah.
acting.
They said
they
we
wanted
don't
nothing
want that
to do
out
with it.
There.
Oh, Pete,
oh, and that was it. They just said unusable footage. Couldn't
okay, well,
it.
Knock that up to just, it's a bad year for intern Pete. Don't let this bring you down.
There's nothing left to do. Like, I don't know if there's anything else bad that could happen, is there?
Like, I'm sure there is, probably, but... Listen,
let's hope
upward,
that this is it, you know? And, this is the last of it.
Okay, I'll try and be. I don't know. No, I'm not. I don't know what to do here now. I'm now. That doesn't
just
matter. Whatever. That,
so is
surrender.
There more of me? Is less of him? Is there
oh,
more of me?
Oh, you're definitely not getting cut, Kyle.
Oh, yeah.
Yours is essential to the plot.
Well, apparently mine's essential to the entire next season.
That's right. Mm. Yeah, yeah. So you're staying in, even though you're not playing yourself.
Why would I play myself?
Someone
I'm
else
five
is.
Times bigger than yeah. I was at 20.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
28.
You 30. Were 28 through
30,
all of that. Kyle, 30. You were 38, 39, because I remember you celebrated your 40th birthday around that time.
Oh, there was this drug addiction I had for a while. I don't remember how old I was.
You
who's
weren't,
counting anyway?
You weren't in
who's
your 20s,
counting?
That's
who's
for
counting?
Sure.
Who's counting? Who's counting?
Just all right,
one,
guys.
One thought.
What?
One yeah? thought is if you're essential to, like, the next season, Kyle, and we get to your
I'm
age.
Not doing shit to help you, bro. No. If you're no good and you wouldn't follow instruction... You deserve to get cut. That's
the only thought I was going to say was I could
Sorry,
play myself.
Sorry, it's a tough gig. Media is tough, right? You win some, you lose some. You happen to lose all of them. So eventually the odds are you'll win something.
Got it. I'll be positive about it.
Got it. Okay, Katy
no
Perry.
Idea what I just said.
I caught up with her. We're going to play that out for you in a sec. But also, we are giving away... The tickets
yeah.
to go see Katie's sound check at the AFL Grand Final so you can see her do all of that before it starts and kicks off.
You've got to listen out for a particular winning song.
This is the song Lifetimes you're listening out
That's
for.
That's a new one, right? When you hear it first through, get those tickets on 13 1065. Here at Kiss.
Kyle, Jackie O. Kiss, Melbourne, traffic. Spring has sprung at Petstock. Flea, tick and worming treatments now at new everyday low prices, plus 15% off that same brand next time. Save more at Petstock. Got a crash for the Tala. It's on the Micklem Road outbound exit ramp, blocking your lane. Just for good measure, there's a lane blocked southbound on Micklem Road. And Micklem Road in Micklem, there's a crash too at Craigieburn Road. That's where a collision in Clyde North, Tucker's Road at Patterson's Road. Emergency power works in deep scene. Burke Road closed between Whitehorse Road and Stoke Avenue. Take Baldwin Road. Power lines down in Springvale. Heston Road just near Springvale Road. We've got some brake lights in the Westgate inbound from the Princess Freeway past Millers Road, and a speed trap today, Stud Road, Rovell. Stay on top of your game this hay fever season with Telfast 180 milligrams, available for a great price every day at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. The Kiss cars cloudy at upper 14 today, right now 10 degrees. It's Andy, Kiss traffic and weather together, first with Kyle and Jackie on the morning on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Hi, this is Christian, the band Coldplay.
Everyone in Melbourne is chasing Coldplay tickets.
I'm calling for Coldplay tickets.
Coldplay.
For Coldplay tickets.
I can't believe you guys are giving away rows of tickets. That's amazing.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
And we mean all of them.
Did I win?
Can everybody hear us okay?
Sky for the
stars. Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
So excited. I'm over the moon.
Keep it Kiss all day between 10 and 3 to win.
Think see you.
Thank you so much, everybody. You sound incredible.
From your home of Coldplay, Melbourne's number one hit music station, Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking. Yeah.
Even with the cost of living rising, you can still get what you want when you want. Just Snapple it. Shop in weekly bite-sized payments at Snapple for all the big-ticket items like mobiles, computers, gaming consoles, appliances, furniture, and much more. And strut like nobody's watching. Go to snapple.com.au, the home of bite-sized payments. TNC lending criteria applies. ACL 393023.
Stay on top of your game with fast, non-drowsy 24-hour allergy action. Get Telfast 180mg 100 value pack for a great price every day at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
The mailbox. A statue of suburbia that sees all, including tradies trying to use mailboxes to grow their business. One day they're posting fridge magnets, pamphlets the next, even SEO, whatever that means, the mailbox doesn't care to know.
Start with high pages,
they yell.
You get more jobs.
If not for the junk mail just stuffed in their mouth. Tradies, to build your business.
Start with high pages.
More skylight highlights from The Block with that big kitchen reveal from Kristen and Mimi. The judges were very impressed. Did you watch that show? They said Kristen and Mimi didn't let us down, did they? They know they love those bloody skylights.
They were three large Velux skylights centred on the island bench, which looked great and added so much natural light. The judges loved it, especially Marty Fox. And the skylights were one of Mimi's favourite features. Natural light makes such a difference to the way a room looks and feels.
See what Velux skylights can do for your space. Get a quote at Velux.
Yui has won the 2024 Canstar Most Satisfied Customer Awards for both car and home insurance. But what does that mean? It means thousands of people said they were really, 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 really pleased with our customer service and cover, which we're really happy about. Join Australia's most satisfied customers at Yui for insurance that's a bit more U-shaped. Yui, you insured. Products issued by Yui Pty Limited. See the relevant PDS and TMD at yui.com.au to decide if the products are right for you.
Can you hear that? That's the sound of truckloads of new entertainment being delivered on Foxtel. There's the BritBox app, a bunch of new channels, and all new seasons of your favourite Foxtel originals. And speaking of fast deliveries, an epic summer of cricket is just around the corner. Foxtel, all in one place.
It's Britt
and Laura's
Breakfast Bite.
Some people wake up to a sharp shock every morning.
Ice cold yogurt or hot coffee should give you pleasure, not pain.
So if you've got sensitive teeth, try Sensodyne toothpaste. It works.
Nobody does sensitivity like Sensodyne. Always read the label and follow the directions for use.
Do you DFO? Because the big brand sale is the best time to go. The big brand sale starts tomorrow with all the brands you crave at up to 70% off. Don't let the outlet thing throw you. It's the legitimate stuff. Get to the big brand sale getting fast. Deals like these aren't built to last. Paying full price, never. Shopping around, clever. Those in the know, DFO. Visit DFO Essendon, South Wharf, Moorabbin, Uni Hill or dfo.com.au for more.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking.yeah.
Hurry, the Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetic sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
The Kyle and Jackie O Show.
Coming up next.
Hi, this is Katy Perry on KISS.
The brand new one for Katy Perry, Lifetimes. That was the winning song. You want to win tickets to go and see the Telstra pre-game entertainment. She's doing it today at the MCG. Let's take the winner, Jackie. Okay, going to the phones right now. We know Katie's in town. Jackie caught up with her yesterday for a chat. We'll play that in a sec. Ebony, good morning.
Hey, Ebony. Oh, my God. You are the lucky winner.
You're off to the MCG.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're going to have the best time. Lucky you.
We'll hook you up, give you all the details. MCG, I don't know what you got on today, but cancel it. You're going to see her do a whole pre-show game. Enjoy.
Oh, my God, thank you so much.
You're welcome. There's
Okay, Thank beam you. Me up, Scotty. Yeah. Beam me up, Scotty. Jackie, you caught up with her on the phone, on a Zoom.
What happened? We were Zooming it. In Los Angeles, she's in Melbourne, and we caught up for a chat. Brooklyn was with me. So let's have a listen to what happened. Okey-dokey.
Hey, Katie, how are you? Can you see us?
I can see you now, yeah.
Okay,
you're
good.
A dream. There's a man next to you that's not Kyle.
Yeah, sorry about that. My name's Brooklyn.
Brooklyn's our newsreader, Katie, and he just got married in Vegas at the Little White Chapel.
Wow. At the Little White Chapel?
Yeah, you know the one that Elvis and everyone, Britney, got married in?
Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah. Infamous,
right? Congratulations.
We were playing Waking Up in Vegas a lot when we were there. Thank you for that.
Yeah, we were getting right into you, actually. I can't believe we're here in LA and you're at home where we are, where we should be at least.
Wait, I had no idea.
You didn't
Why
know
are we were in LA?
We went to Vegas for the iHeartRadio Festival, and then Brooklyn decided to get married, and then we just decided to broadcast the rest of the week in LA.
Well, that's fabulous. That's
no,
amazing.
But you're not
are
here.
Are you doing all the things?
We're trying we're working a lot.
Yeah, we are. So we'll get round to it.
You get a lot more access to the artists there. But yeah, I mean, it's like swapping places. Here I am in Melbourne and you guys are in LA.
I know.
Can you go pick up my daughter from dance class, please?
What's that?
She wants you to pick something up.
Oh, yeah. What do you need?
I was like, just can you pick up my daughter from dance class?
Oh, your daughter.
Oh, sorry.
You said something, Brooklyn, like it was a package.
Please babysit.
How are you enjoying Australia? You've obviously got the AFL Grand Final. You know, like, it's so huge doing the Grand Final because it just, you know, it's a massive, massive thing. My team is in the final this year, so I'm super pumped about it. But I know that your performance is going to be so great because you have an incredible back catalogue of hits. And even if you were to do a huge medley, kind of like, you know, when you do things like at the VMAs, you can't fit them all in. There's just too many of them.
I am very blessed and I'm going to be doing a massive medley. And yes, when I sing Roar, it's not because I'm going for one team or another. It's just because that song has existed before. Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited. I'm going to be singing all the songs. It's going to be 100,000 plus people singing along. Massive. I'm bringing a beautiful stage. I am going to be writing something in to start. I'm having an Australian artist join me on stage. It's going to be the largest AFL performance by far.
I believe it is.
Do we know the Australian artist? Or is that a secret?
Well, you will know them when they hit the stage, but you do not know now. It's a surprise.
Ooh.
Oh, how long ago did you organize this person?
A while ago.
Okay.
Not when I landed in Australia.
Yeah.
So has it really been a bit of a controversy of you playing Raw with the Lions?
Yeah, the Lions, yeah.
Oh, I love it. I'm like, wow, go wild, conspiracies. It's hilarious because you're like, what do you mean? I was always going to play Roar, but I am excited for it. I definitely need to write a swan song right about now.
You do, actually. Because that's my team, the Swans. So you
a song. Well, my stylist, who's Australian from Sydney, she's been like whispering, swans,
swans. Swans, except swans don't make. Oh, yeah, they do make noises, don't they? Wouldn't they just go?
Like
just came out of me.
We play your song actually every morning when we do it's like a competition we do first thing in the morning called Tradie vs. Lady. So it's like a tradie, you know, like a builder, guy goes up against the girls. And whenever the girls win, which they have been all year, we play your song Woman's World as like the winning song. And the boys play this song called Yeah, the Boys.
Yeah, the Boys. Yeah, the Boys.
And we kind of need something at the end of that song that's like, you know, that goes up against the Yeah, the Boys. So I need you to just yell out, Yeah, the Girls. Go, the Girls. Okay. Something like that.
How about I'll give you a couple of them.
Okay.
Yeah, the Girls. You go on, girl.
I love it.
Let's go, girls.
Now, your new album, Katie, 143, is that, like, where did the 143 come from?
It just came out, 143, and it means I love you in a digital language. And that came to me actually at a time that was pretty tough. And I was looking for some guidance and this number started appearing. And so I've called it my angel number. Some people are attracted to 1111. Some people like, you know, 222.
Some people like Jackie here.
I'm obsessed with this stuff. Obsessed with angel numbers.
What's your number?
So mine is 1111. But that's when I first noticed the angel numbers. I was like, why am I seeing 1111? I didn't realize how significant 1111 was. But it is 143 like an I love you thing? Because I haven't heard of that before.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know who makes like the angel number, but for me it was a sign, it was a symbol, and it came to me at a really tough time when I was having a lot of anxiety, and it was just so comforting, and I would see it in so many different places, and then I looked it up and I was like, well, what does this number mean? And then it just meant I love you, and I got through that time, and so much has changed for me since having my child, a complete metamorphosis, and really feeling like a butterfly, feeling so free, and as well as grounded, but feeling so feminine and free and full and whole after becoming a mother. And you know, I just want to share all of that love that I've received to the listener, to the fan, to anyone that's listening and enjoying 143.
I love that. Okay, we have to go to a quick break, but when we come back, I want to ask you more about that. Don't go anywhere, guys. More with Katy Perry after this.
Kyle and Jackie O, live from Beverly Hills.
I'm all about that.
Kyle and Jackie O are in LA, baby. And you could afford to join them if you win the pop quiz.
Spin.
There you go, $10,000 richer.
Oh, my God, thank you so much.
Get all 10 questions right in 60 seconds and win $10,000. Play Kyle and Jackie O's pop quiz this morning at 8. Good luck to you.
Will and Woody.
Straight after the Kyle and Jackie O show at 10 a.m., we are reserving an entire row for you and your friends to see Coldplay live when they hit Oz.
That's right, Woods. It's going to be the biggest show you'll see all year, and you guys actually won't pay a cent.
My parents are going to that concert over my recovery from my wedding. Then from 4, it's us, Will and Woody, for the drive home on KISS 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
The Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetic sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
Ever driven with total reassurance? With a Hyundai Genuine Service, now you can. Our factory-trained technicians work in over 170 locations Australia-wide. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. T's and C's apply.
Keith Urban's High and Alive World Tour. Monday 25th of August and Tuesday 26th of August. Rod Laver Arena. A night of hits. With special guest Chase Matthew. It's going to be a party you don't want to miss. So grab your tickets now from tickettech.com.au. Keith Urban. Presented by TEG Live.
Hello. Frank Walker from National Tiles. National Tiles now makes choosing tiles for your new home or renovation absolutely mistake-proof. Yes, National Tiles 3D Photo Quality Design Pro software shows you your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. So don't risk it. Make an appointment or just come into National Tiles now to see your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. National Tiles makes choosing your tiles for your home absolutely mistake-proof.
Yui has won the 2024 Canstar Most Satisfied Customer Awards for both car and home insurance. Call 13UI to see why. Yui, you insured. Products issued by Yui Pty Limited. See the relevant PDS and TMD at yui.com.au to decide if the products are right for you.
Does biting into an ice cream make your teeth feel sensitive?
Sensodyne Repair and Protect Toothpaste provides lasting sensitivity relief with twice-daily brushing. Always follow the directions for use.
The fantastic clearance sale is on now. Enjoy great savings like $50 off the Como 2.0 Queen Bed or save $100 on the Medina King Single Bed. Hurry in-store or online today and find your fantastic. T's and C's apply.
Did you want to feed your kids for free? This spring at the Pancake Parlour, your little ones can feast on a treat for $0. Simply order a main meal from selected menus and one free kids meal is all yours. Alice's Wonderland Surprise, Strawberry Duchess Pancakes, the Bishop's Bacon and Egg. There's many a treat and colouring sheet to be made a mess of. Kids eat free at the Parlour all day and all night, every day until the end of November. Family fun awaits. Info and T's and C's at pancakeparlour.com.au. Lovely.
Let's do this, Melbourne. The 2024 Australia Cup final is finally here. You've just got to be there when Melbourne Victory go head-to-head with MacArthur FC at Amy Park. Expect loads of action and plenty of out-of-this-world moments. So let's pack out the stadium and see if Melbourne Victory can win their third cup. Melbourne Victory takes on MacArthur FC at Amy Park. This Sunday with kickoff at 7:10 p.m. Search Australia Cup for tickets.
That's a window getting pummeled by every element Mother Nature can throw at it. But thanks to Selly's 650 FC adhesive sealant around the frame, they don't stand a chance. Made for the toughest jobs. If it's Selly's, it works.
Exceed expectations in the Volvo XC40 Special Edition. Includes 360-degree camera, 19-inch alloy wheels, leather interior and premium paint. All for only $59,990 drive-away. Book your test drive today. Volvo.
Toolboxes. A tradie's repository of hammers, screwdrivers and wisdom. Because toolboxes know more than tradies give them credit for. They see the tradies' attempts to grow their business, the random advertising on search, social, classifieds.
Start with high pages!
They yell.
You get more jobs!
Cries unheard from the back of a ute. Tradies to build your business.
Start with high pages.
At OPSM, we are dedicated to delivering you everyday excellence. Book an eye test at OPSM today. OPSM, all about your eyes.
AO25, the hottest ticket in town. Get access to the first ever public pre-sale. Join AO Extras today. The Australian Open hits different.
Here's Melbourne.
Doing there, got a crash in for the toll roads on the Mickleham Road outbound exit ramp. A middle lane block, no understand ramp plus the southbound lane block on Mickleham Road. Whilst we're in Mickleham, a crash on Mickleham Road at Craigieburn Road as well. Elsewhere, Clyde North, a collision, Tucker's Road at Patterson's Road. We have an incident for Monash outbound after Wellington Road. The usual headaches in down from East Link to Warrigal Road. Power Works, Deep Dean, Burke Road closed between Whitehorse Road and Stoke Avenue. Take Baldwin Road to get around. Melbourne will set the pace. An unmissable Formula One season opener. Formula One Australian Grand Prix 2025 tickets on sale October 8 at grandprix.com.au. The Kisscast, a cloudy one with a possible morning shower and a top of 14. Right now it's 10 degrees. It's Andy, Kiss Traffic and Weather together. First with Kyle and Jackie on the morning on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Power through mess with Morning Fresh. As Australia's number one dishwashing liquid, one squirt is enough to ensure sparkling clean dishes first time, every time.
Kiss 101.1.
Anticipation building 2 days from the grand final morning. I'm Brooklyn Ross.
Your news now.
Yeah, the Lions have touched down in Melbourne in the lead up to Saturday's decider at the MCG. They'll train at Punt Road Oval today ahead of the parade tomorrow. Sydney to arrive later today. Swans co-captain Callum Mills, the heartbreak story, not selected as he continues to battle a hamstring injury. Qantas flights out of Melbourne could be impacted today. Aircraft maintenance engineers are going on strike, calling for better pay from the airline. Melbourne's house price record could be smashed with the Meyer family set to list their epic Toorak mansion. The home set on 11,000 square metres and is tipped to break the $100 million mark. And a government housing worker is being investigated by police, accused of offering to speed up the process of getting a home in exchange for sex. The New South Wales woman has told The Guardian the staff has sent her X-rated messages and picked her up for sex. Holmes NSW says it takes the claim seriously. Your sport check in a sec.
The Pool Room celebrates the sporting winners, losers and all the really weird stuff in between. Search for The Pool Room with Tony Armstrong on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
North Melbourne has smashed Carlton in the AFLW overnight. The Premiership favourites kick the first 9 goals of the match to win by 69 points and go top of the ladder. Tonight it's the Cats hosting the Hawks. And in netball, the Diamonds have beaten England 69-56 to take out the series 2-1. The Kiss Cast is coming up next.
Craig Silvey's best-selling novel Runt is in cinemas these school holidays with an all-star cast, including Celeste Barber, Jai Courtney and Lily Latour. Runt in cinemas now.
Cloudy and 14 degrees today. Tomorrow, sunny and 17. Then sunny and 23 for grand final day on Saturday. Right now in Werribee, it's 11. In Narrewarrin, it's 10. And thanks to Chemist Warehouse, this is the Kyle and Jackie O Show on Melbourne's KISS 101.1.
Katie, before the break, you were saying how the name of your new album, 143, came to you as an angel number when you were having a really tough time.
And when you were going through that difficult period, was that something that the public might have known, or was that something that you just kept completely private to yourself?
No, nobody knew about it. And it was kind of a medical thing that was happening in my family. But everything is okay now, and we got through it all. But it's like, you know, things happen as you grow up and life happens, and, you know, there's peaks and valleys and ups and downs. And so it's a real ride, and I'm just so grateful for my family.
It is. It sucks when the bad times happen, but in those bad times, you do come out the other side, don't you? Like, a lot stronger, and you learn a lot about yourself through those periods of time, which they're the worst when they happen. But when you can come out the other side, you do look back on it in a way and feel sort of grateful for it, because you do change so much through those times.
That's where the growth happens. Yeah. I mean, I love that saying, the light cannot exist without the darkness. And for me especially, you know, a lot changed for me after I put out the Witness record, and I'm so grateful for it, because I feel like, you know, I was reformed. Like, my whole identity changed, and that's where I think me now putting out this record, there's such a different energy coming from me with this record, because maybe previously my identity was really, really wrapped around being Katy Perry, and now it's so much more balanced. Like, my identity is, yes, being Katy Perry, but also being mom, also being Orlando's partner, also being auntie, also being a daughter, also being, you know, the head of a foundation at home. So many different things that bring me life and love and energy every day. And so I think now, like in the past, like, Katy Perry was here and my personal life was complete shit, you know, and now it's really, it's come into a more grounded space.
Oh, that's so, I want to talk about the tour in a second, because we announced that yesterday on the show. But, like, I'm single at the moment and have been for quite some time, and so I can completely relate to that, where everything seems to be going so well in one part of your life, where your career and all of that is really taking off, and then the other part just feels like, you know, very unbalanced. And when you met Orlando, like, how did you know straight away that this was, like, yes, this is the guy I've been waiting for? Or was it a slow burn? Did it build?
It definitely built. I casted a little spell for him, and it came true.
Tell me, I love this stuff, because I believe in manifestation and all of that stuff.
Oh, for sure.
Word for word, what was the spell? Yeah,
what did you do?
Well, you know, I was in a tricky situation, and I felt like I was just going through this loop, love-wise, previously. And so I literally was like, you know what, I'm going to write down a recipe of what I want in my future mate. And I wrote two things that I really remember very clearly, which was someone to meet me in my adventure language, my adventure love language, and then also someone that's as spiritually curious as I am. Now, if I could go back and just add a couple more things, I definitely would. But he definitely aced that. No, I'm just kidding. After being with someone for like 9 years. Yeah, I could have done a little edit. No, I'm sure he says the same thing about me. But so then I was like, I'm going to go to this event. Maybe I'll meet someone there. I chose this dress. It was this shade of pink that I knew kind of was related to rose quartz. I was doing all of the things, you know, and And then it happened that night. I ordered some In-N-Out burgers to an awards show, and he stole one off of my table. And I was like, that's interesting. You're interesting. Hello. Don't take my burger, but take my burger.
That's amazing that you even picked the night. Like, it wasn't just, hey, make it happen soon. You picked the night. I love
that.
And
you know what's so funny is I had met him before, but it just really kind of locked in then. And then we went on a journey together, and there was, you know, there was a lot that happened, and there's been so much growth, and we are still deciding every day to be mirrors to each other and to grow. And that's really what I think the key is in a relationship. And it's not always peachy keen jelly bean. It does get super freaking tough sometimes, but you decide to just climb that mountain together. And it's, you know, and when you decide to do the work together, it gets even better. And when you think it's getting too tough and you break through, that's when like there's a new level. There's a new level that you unlock in the game.
That's beautiful. I love that. Okay, so the tour, we're so excited about that. Are we, what we see for the AFL Grand Final, will that just be a tiny taste of what's to come? Because
it's a big appetizer, I'll tell you what.
Yeah. Because like your shows always like turn it up, you know, it's in every way. It's just not only the music and the sound and your voice.
Spectacle.
It's the, yeah, it's everything. The costumes, the dancing, the actual show itself, you know, it's all kind of, you bring it really hard. And I'd imagine this one's going to be no different.
Well, it's called the Lifetimes Tour. And I've called it that because I have a song called Lifetimes, but additionally, I feel like I've grown up with my fans. They show me some pictures of them when they're 13, you know, 11, 12, 13, 14, and now they're like in their late 20s. Some people have careers, some people have families, and so it feels like a lifetime we've been through already. And I will be playing a lifetime of hits that everybody knows. And what's different about this tour is I'm asking everyone to bring their dancing shoes, because there's going to be a lot of movement, a lot of BPM, a lot of getting out of your head and back into your body, and into your heart, and becoming more heart-centered. And everybody, it's a party and everyone's invited.
I love it. Well, we're very, very excited about the tour, Katie. I'm sorry we missed you on this trip. Next time when you're here, make sure you pop in and say hi.
I love it. I'll see you guys on tour.
Okay. Bye, honey. Thanks.
Bye. Thanks. Good luck.
The Kyle and Jackie O Show.
Kiss Melbourne traffic.
AO25, the hottest ticket in town. Get access to the first ever public pre-sale. Join AO Extras today. The Australian Open hits different.
G'day there, got a crash for North Melbourne being at 10-2. Flemington Road inbound at Gatehouse Street, blocking the centre carriageway. Delays pushing back to Elliott Avenue. That's where a collision in Mickleham Road at Craigieman Road and Clyde North. Tucker's Road at Patterson's Road. Emergency power works in Dean Burke Road closed both ways between Whitehouse Road and Stoke Avenue. Take Baldwin Road instead. Brake lights for the Princess Freeway inbound from Corrick Creek Road onto the Westgate, which is a struggle, to around Mills Road, then again making way in towards the Burnley. Uncover Asia's best-kept secrets. Fly direct from Melbourne to Kuala Lumpur for only $339. Visit airasia.com and book now to go somewhere different. T's and C's apply. The Kisscast, cloudy, a possible morning shower, a top of 14, right now 10 degrees. It's Andy, Kiss Traffic and Weather together, first with Kyle and Jackie on the morning on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Kiss is home of all your must-have music tickets.
I think we're going to have some fun tonight.
We've done Taylor. We've done the biggest festival in the world.
Kiss is sending us to the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Woo!
We've done it all.
You have got the tickets. Ed Sheeran.
Harry Styles concert tickets.
Pink tickets. You got them.
So when Coldplay come to town, you know there's only one place to win all your free tickets.
I hear Jerusalem bells ringing.
And we mean all of them.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
Keep it Kiss all day between 10 and 3 to win from your home of Coldplay. Melbourne's number one hits music station, Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
Vittoria Coffee, now available in instant. Made from 100% Arabica beans. Vittoria Coffee, an instant classic.
I don't think dying's the worst thing that can happen to you here.
The phenomenon From returns for a brand new season only on Stan.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
From the producers of Lost, legendary horror author Stephen King calls it scary as hell.
Nothing that I've been through is possible.
A group of strangers are hunted by unknown terrors in a town they can't escape.
The only way we go home is together.
Hello? The brand new season of From, now streaming only on Stan.
Jax, is there anything better than sausages sizzling away in the car park of your local hardware store?
How about 15% off on your car insurance premium, Sarge?
Aye, that is delicious.
Save 15% on your first year's premium when you purchase a new car insurance policy online from Budget Direct.
Insurance solved with Budget Direct.
Discount applies to your first year's premium for a new policy purchased online. Issuer Auto and General Insurance Company Limited. Read PDS and TMD at budgetdirect.com.au to see if product suits.
What makes Aldi's fresh skin-off salmon a superfood? Omega-3? The fact it's $12.99 a two-pack? Or is it its ability to leap from tall buildings? Okay, well, it's not the building thing. Aussie seafood at Aldi prices. Aldi. Good different.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking.yeah.
Members save more at 7-Eleven. Pick up a regular coffee with your choice of milk, including oat or soy, at selected stores. Just $1.50 when you scan the My 7-Eleven app. 7-Eleven, wonderfully easier. T's and C's apply.
Hey guys, this year's Royal Melbourne Show is packing in more fun and excitement than ever any year before. Every day is up to 12 hours of non-stop action, loads more farm animals, farm experiences, the all-new entertainment lined up as well.
Yeah, the show after dark offers spectacular evening fireworks and a new fire and light show. And this year, there's greater value with lots to see, do, taste and discover.
The 2024 Melbourne Royal Show is on now until Sunday, October 6th at the Melbourne Showgrounds.
Tickets are on sale at royalshow.com.au.
The Mailbox, a statue of suburbia that sees all, including tradies trying to use mailboxes to grow their business. One day they're posting fridge magnets, pamphlets the next, even SEO, whatever that means, the mailbox doesn't care to know.
Start with high pages,
they yell.
You get more jobs.
If not for the junk mail just stuffed in their mouth. Tradies, to build your business,
start with high pages.
All right, hold still.
This is the sound of an unnecessary bowl cut.
Whoa, wait. Check money plan. No need to trim the budget that much.
Phew.
There's better tools to help you budget, like Money Plan in the CommBank app. One of many simple tools from CommBank to help manage your money. And they just won Canstar's Bank of the Year Award for Best Digital Banking for the 15th year in a row. Conditions apply when using the CommBank app.
Did somebody say late night fruity call? Menu log out here delivering groceries when and where the mood strikes. So now you can check out without the trek out.
Did somebody say menu log?
Yes, Uber Eats does deliver cat food. No, Uber Eats does not deliver cat burglars, obviously.
Why are you dressed all in black? And is that my TV?
No.
Uber Eats, get almost anything.
At OPSM, we are dedicated to delivering you everyday excellence. Until October 16, get $100 off prescription glasses or prescription sunglasses. Minimum spend $350. TNCs apply, see website for details. Book an eye test today at OPSM.
Hurry, the Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetic sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29. The Kyle and Jackie O Show.
Let me hear you, Hollywood!
Broadcasting live from Beverly Hills.
Keep it KISS.
Keep it on KISS.
I'm really close tonight.